News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
This weekend looks like the weather is going to be nice for it. 100,000 people expected in Dublin City Centre for the Dublin Pride Parade, and of course lots of events across the whole weekend. Jed Dowling is with us. He's Programme Director of Pride at Work and the co-CEO of Dublin Pride. Jed, give us a sense of what's planned for the celebrations across the weekend.
Morning. Thanks very much for having me on. So there's something for everybody. There's a bit of everything. I'm just kind of looking through the event guide here. You can visit it on dublinpride.ie. We started off yesterday, actually. So we kicked off yesterday. We have an information hub in Meeting House Square. So if you want to come get a copy of the programme in print, if you want to get some flags and bits, pop in there. But just looking at today, we've got comedy in the International, line dancing in the Vintage Inn. We have a night of kind of showcase of diverse talent and the Button Factory that will go on till very late. As you move into Friday, obviously big show is Sister Sisters in Collins Barracks. There's a Dyke March, which happens on Friday evening. We've got full schedule across all the LGBT venues. So the George has something on every night, Street 66, Panty Bar, Penny Lane. As you're moving in then to Saturday, which is obviously the big, big day, it's the parade is the big thing. So as you said, it's 100,000 people. It's a free event. So anyone can come, you can join in, or you can watch, or you can do a bit of both. So there's different spaces where if you want to join in and march, if you want to march the whole parade from O'Connell Street right to Merrion Square, you can join in at the kind of the top of O'Connell Street towards where the Gresham is. The public can join in there, or you can just pick a spot along the route that you like and decide I'm going to watch half of it and jump in and march. Around Custom House is a good space to go because you can sit on the steps while you're waiting. And then that's bringing us up to Merrion Square, where we've got a full day festival. So it's running from 12:30 to 6:00. Again, completely free. These events are all supported by Dublin City Council, the Department of Culture, Department of Equality, our sponsors. We've got some amazing sponsors who support all of this so that it can all be made free to everyone. And in Merrion Square, we've got our main stage again. We'll have acts and performances throughout the day. We'll wind it up with a ceilidh. So, you know, everyone loves a giant ceilidh in Merrion Square. So around just after 5:00.
You know,
the kids actually love it. You think we started doing it a few years ago and we weren't sure, you know, it's kind of a young people going to want to have a ceilidh, and they do, they love it. We have a caller who's brilliant who go out into the crowd sometimes and just get everyone up on their feet moving around. You start to flag a bit, you see around 5:00 if you've been out for the whole day, so something to get the blood pumping is always good. And then Saturday night, then the big show closing everything out is Mother Block Party up in Collins Barracks. So huge amounts of things. There were 100 events over the course of June. We keep our festival to about 5 days because we wouldn't have the energy to run a full month. But the great thing with Pride is nobody actually owns it. We're Dublin Pride. Our job is around infrastructure and setting up the parade, making sure everything is safe, making sure it all happens. But anybody can run a Pride event. And if you look at the programme online, you'll see how many diverse events have happened over the last week or so.
And Jed, where online do you find the programme?
So dublinpride.ie. You can also pick up print versions of it. So we've got festival programmes in the LGBT venues across the city, so the George, Street 66, Outhouse Community Centre, and indeed our own little information hub and Meeting House Square. There'll be some in some of the tourist offices around the city as well. So you've got both. A lot of people actually like the physical copy for even just as a little souvenir.
Jed, thank you very much. Jed Dowling there, who's Programme Director of Pride at Work and the co-CEO of Dublin Pride.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.